Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zgura here alongside Matt Wilhelm. The Browns getting set to take on the Seattle Seahawks, arguably the hottest team in the NFL. The Browns, of course, coming off their biggest and most complete victory this season over an NFC West division opponent, San Francisco. So a little familiar there. Maybe that can breed some success, but it certainly will be a tall task. Russell Wilson comes this game, 16 touchdowns passing, no interceptions in his last four games alone. How do you slow down the Seattle offense?
Well, it's going to be tough. And I think, you know, all week you heard the confidence that John DeFilippo had in the offense, their ability to run the football, their ability to throw the football with Johnny Manziel. And then Jim O'Neill talked about them putting together collectively, front end to back end, their best defensive performance. And I think it's not just one side of the ball that has to continue to play that well. Everything has to go right for the Cleveland Browns to be in this football game. And I believe if they can, we have seen the Seattle Seahawks falter at points in the fourth quarter. And if we can steal a victory at Seattle, another big confidence boost for us.
It would certainly be one of those shocking type of upsets that the Browns can go into Seattle and beat the Seahawks and the 12th man. Guys to look for on offense. Told you about what Russell Wilson's doing. Well, Doug Baldwin has caught multiple touchdowns in three straight games. The first Seahawk in the history of that franchise to do so. Rookie Tyler Lockett's got four scores in his last four games as well. Running the ball, you're used to seeing Marshawn Lynch there. He is out with injury. Thomas Rawls stepped in and was even better than beast mode this season, averaging nearly 6 yards carry. He's out as well, so it's going to be Bryce Brown, Kristen Michael, guys who have spent time with the Seahawks this year, but who have not played for them. They'll step in. How do you deal with an unknown like that at running back?
That's tough, and I think the concepts won't change. And I think Tom Cable, the offensive line coach for the Seattle Seahawks, he's the catalyst for why the turnaround has been on the ground game. So for Thomas Rawls to have the time to run the football that he does in the holes, and I think it's not a group that we're really going to be able to rattle off a bunch of all-pros or pro-bowlers there in Seattle like we normally do. They're playing well as a unit. They're playing well with quarterback Russell Wilson as well.
Yeah, it's been the big change for the Seahawks, their ability to protect him and open up running lanes. And obviously the Browns are going to have to find a way to get to the quarterback like they did 9 times last week against San Francisco. For Johnny Manziel and the offense, you want to run the football. It's going to be tough. You know, they're giving up less than 60 yards per game on the ground recently. No running back group has gotten to 40 yards in four straight against this defense. How do the Browns find a way to have success on the early downs and keep the pressure off of Johnny in this passing game in third and long against the Legion of Boom?
Well, in fact, I mean, you have to start out, you know, with a plan to want to run the football. And if that gets taken away, I think some extensions of the run game. Get the ball into Duke Johnson's hands. Get the ball into Isaiah Crowell's hands. Maybe some quick screens. So on first and second down, where you can get it into third and manageable, that third and five or less is an ideal situation for a young quarterback like Johnny Manziel coming off one of his better football games to just feel confident and in situations that he can win.
This is going to be a big test. Those who want to see Johnny Manziel and what he has to offer. He started 4 games now, 2-2 on the season. I'd give it 3-plus performances. Thought he played well in Pittsburgh, although it was a loss. This will be his biggest test. On the road, hostile environment, inclement weather against one of the very best defenses and certainly one of the very best secondaries in the NFL. So a lot to look forward to from that standpoint. Going to be a tough one for the Browns, but as Mike Penn says, why not? Go out there. You got nothing to lose and try and shock the world when nobody gives you a chance. Go out there and stick it right in their face, and hopefully the Browns do that this Sunday. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying keep it tuned to CleanBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest on your Browns.